tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you are doing very well today. Before we begin talking about reasons why you should hire a health consultant, let's review some stuff. You can, of course, hire me as your health consultant if you like. I have a proven track record, of course, of keeping my weight off and of helping other people as well. So please contact me if you're interested in that. And of course, I'll elaborate during this podcast about some of the benefits of having a health consultant or a health coach on your side. Secondly, if you post a review of either of the or any of the three podcasts of the MPE family, either Kate's Apothecary, NPE Radio, or Confessions of an Obese Child, you'll be entered into a raffle. We're going to be doing review raffles for a little while instead of opting in to the newsletter. Of course, we'd love for you to opt into that so you can get all the articles sent straight to your inbox. But for a little while, just to get more reviews, we're going to do a raffle for the reviews, because the more reviews we get, guys, the higher our rankings go, and just the better and easier it is for us to share the information. So it would mean a lot to us if you post some reviews. So let us talk about health coaching. Why should we hire health coaches? Well, health coaches have sprouted up like, some would say, daisies on a nice spring day, and others would say as weeds. They're pretty much everywhere now. I mean, you can go to a gym and there's health coaches there who are just essentially trainers that are health coaches, either they're certified or not, or there's the Institute of Nutrition, and there's Primal, and there's the National Association of Health Coaches. I mean, there's Dr. Axe, for example, has one. I mean, they're a dime a dozen now. Now, I am not here to necessarily malign one or laud the other. I'm here just to advocate for why it might be useful to hire a health coach. Okay, so we're gonna approach this probably the best way, or at least the way I see it is, we'll approach it with common reasons why people would say they don't need a health coach. All right, so let's get started. All right, reason number one, I know how to eat well. I don't need to pay someone for that. All right, well, a couple of things here first. Do we really know how to eat well? Because our knowledge of how to eat is largely contingent on what we are told in the media, in particular the mainstream media. So sure, we know that we should avoid junk food and fast food and fried foods and sugary treats. This is a well-known mantra that no one can dispute. And indubitably, most people will lose weight by shirking those aforementioned junk foods, because they mostly put the body into an inflammatory state. However, the paradigm for nutrition for the last 60 years has changed. It was championed by Ansel Keys. Ansel Keys, which I mentioned in previous podcasts, he was kind of the pioneer of eat a lot more grains and saturated fats bad. So animal products are fat, bad, go to grains, use vegetable oils instead of butter for cooking and so forth. So his viewpoint was gospel for decades. Decades. And even now, you're still seeing vestiges of that. So I know how to eat well. Do you know how to eat well? Because if you still adhere to the old paradigm of eating high carb, 6 to 11 servings of carbs a day, and low fat, then I hate to tell you, but you probably don't know how to eat well. And this is no offense to you, and by no means am I trying to insult the naturopathic earthlings that are listening to this. But The paradigm of what is to eat, what to eat that's healthy and what's not healthy, is constantly changing. And typically health coaches are going to be on top of that because that's their job. That's their job to keep up with that. But even today, a lot of dietitians, healthcare professionals, mainstream media will still push that we should be still be eating a lot of whole grains and of a lot of, you know, rice is great and corn is great, and that we should stay away from whole fat milk and whole yogurt and stay away from butter and leads to saturated fat. There was that big expose that came out maybe 3-4 months ago about how coconut oil is horrible for you. So, I mean, it's difficult because this is what the mainstream media is telling you. And, you know, you hear a lot from the mainstream media. You hear that vaccines are great. You hear that medications are not a problem. And then you hear this little voice in the back of your ear, like, I've heard actually that maybe going high fat, low protein, low carb is maybe the better way to go. So look, if you look at the research for the last 10 years, that is the research that's showing that we should return back to a sort of ancestral movement, that we should go back to eating what our ancestors ate. Does that mean we're going to eat like raw raccoon that we just killed? No, but like the mantra that I've been using for a long time, if God didn't make it, don't eat it. So honestly, the best approach is go high fat, moderate, or low protein. Because if you eat too much protein, guys, that eventually turns into sugar to buy the body. And it can be inflammatory, even if you're lifting a lot of weight. But everybody's different, guys. Some people can lose weight eating a lot of carbs and eating a low fat. But my point is that doing research on the internet or just listening to the mainstream nightly news is probably not the best guidance that you can get, because that science is old and you need somebody who's keeping up with up-to-date stuff. Just like a cutting-edge doctor, it's not recommended to get the 70-year-old doctor because their up-to-date stuff might be from like the 1970s. So you might want somebody younger who's into the cutting-edge knowledge. So that's definitely one reason. So hiring a health coach, if it's a good health coach or a good health consultant, they're keeping up with the literature, they're keeping up with the science, they're reading, they're listening to podcasts, they're using what works with their clients, and it'll work with you. And so they're just cutting edge, up-to-date knowledge. All right, the second reason why you should hire a health coach: to nullify the statement, I know how to exercise, I don't need someone to tell me how to do that. Well, the logic on this question is similar to the previous question, because you know how to exercise, you don't need someone to tell you that, but do you really know how to exercise? I certainly didn't, and I was doing chronic cardio for 30 years. And that's the old paradigm now, right? The grueling, regimented, oh, I got to hit the gym every day and run or row or ellipticize 3 to 5 miles a day. I got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and go run 5 miles. Or if it's the non-cardio, you know, I got to be at the gym for two-hour sessions, grinding it out. That is the old paradigm. The new studies are showing that you don't want to do that, because it puts the body in a state of chronic inflammation. You're just oozing out cortisol all the time, which is your inflammatory stress hormone, among other things. Then eventually you might have adrenal fatigue, and you're just exhausting yourself. Not to mention overworking out, both cardio and lifting, increases your hunger, your desire for hunger, your ghrelin hormone, which is your hunger cue hormone. And so you can see this even anecdotally with you, how you might have gone to work out and then you come home and you overeat. And it's two reasons. One, your body's like, well, I just burned a lot of calories. I need to replenish that, or need to replenish that glucose, unless you're fasted adapted or keto adapted. And the other reason, it's a mental thing. You're like, oh, I just worked out, so now I can splurge a little, you know, like a, you know, 2 Big Macs or whatever it is. But my point is this: health coaches, again, similar to nutrition, they are going to be up to date on what is the best exercising. And again, every patient is different. Every client is different. If you're a 20-year-old who's cut, of course, your cardio and your exercise routine is going to be different than a 55-year-old overweight man. All right. So a good health coach will adjust to your needs in more ways than one. So get off the chronic cardio, guys. I know, and this is tough for me, and I'm going to have a Confessions of an Obese Child podcast coming up talking about the imprisoned athlete, which is, you know, my names for the Confessions podcast are kind of highfalutin, but just talking about how I'm locked into the gym. And even though I'm not doing the chronic cardio, it's like I feel like anxious if I don't go to the gym. So I get that. You just have to modify and tweak your workouts. And just really quickly, what I would say is shock the body, move the body. And we've already talked about that. So do sprints maybe once every 10 days, lift heavy things, but in a very short amount of time, and then just move the body, just move the body. So again, a good health coach, a good wellness coach will teach you on these things, and then adjust the workout regimen to what's best for you. Okay, reason number three why you should hire a health coach. Here's the retort. Even if I agree that the paleo primal method is the ideal method to maintain optimal health, all of this information I can find on the internet. Why do I need to pay someone to tell me what I can find on my own? Well, look, there's a certain element of truth to this argument. Let's say you're overweight or ridden with chronic ailments and you'd like to truly make a difference in your life. And after extensive reading, you decided that paleo primal ancestral is the best for you. Why can't you do it on your own? Well, you could, but here's the deal. Much of the information is hard to process, especially if you're a beginner, and often conflicting. Like, for example, with fasting, you can go to 6 different fasting websites, and they'll tell you which is the optimal way. Is it 18-6? Is it 24? Is it a 7-day fast? So even in the health community, and if you haven't noticed this, there's a lot of infighting in the health community between vegans and keto and keto and paleo and paleo and primal. It's just all this fighting, and all of them make sense on one level and all of them have their weaknesses on another level. So you could go to Dave Asprey's bulletproof plan, or you could go to Mark Sisson's primal blueprint, or you could go to, Dr. Lowe. I mean, there's tons of different people who are going to tell you, Rob Wolf, they're going to tell you different things. So how do you know which one's the best? How do you know which one to adhere to when there's loads of contradictory information on the net and in the podcast world? I mean, we know that we should stay away and eschew the standard American diet for something more organic and clean. That's no question. But the key is this: with a health coach or a wellness coach, they know where to get the information. They already have a lot of the information. And is there a confirmation bias among health coaches? Of course, to a certain extent. There's always going to be a coach, just like with psychotherapy, right? If you go to a psychotherapist, some are going to be cognitive behavioral therapists or CBT. Some are going to be psychoanalysis or psychoanalysts like Freudian, Jungian. So you kind of need to go when you hire a health coach and you have that first consultation. I would definitely recommend to them asking them, what is your kind of alignment? You know, are you a raw vegan? Or are you a paleo? Or are you a flexitarian? Or, you know, what's your thing? Because, for example, if you like to eat meat, you shouldn't hire a wellness coach who's going to be pushing raw vegan on you, clearly, you know. And you don't want a health coach who's going to shame you and coerce and cajole you into morphing your eating habits into what they want it to be. Now, any good health coach, of course, will tell you to stay away from the standard American diet, the junk food. But if you like meat, don't hire a vegan health coach, for sure. So to stay on point, why do you need someone to tell you what you can find on your own? Well, because a lot of the information is contradictory. And look, a good coach will tailor a plan that fits your needs and meet you where you're at right now. For example, if you love beer and pasta and bread, a good coach will not demand that you give those up cold turkey. You know, if you hire me, even though I'm primal certified, so I should be pushing the primal view, the paleo view, I'm not going to tell you, okay, starting tomorrow, you're gonna give up all sodas, all sweet tea, all beer, all rice, all pastas, all breads, all cereals, all cookies. Yeah, good luck on that. You'll be on that for like 2 hours. 2 hours. The other benefit of having a health coach is that you have somebody who's there. You have somebody who is there for you at all times. And this is what I tell clients. It's like, we are your therapist. We are your priest in the confessional. We, of course, are your dietitian, and we are your exercise coach. We're all these things wrapped into one. And when you're just perusing the internet looking for information, you don't necessarily have someone that you know that you trust that you can bounce off these ideas. Sure, you could try to contact the person who owns a website, but again, they're going to be pushing their own thing. They're going to be pushing their own books and their own programs because, you know, they want to make money. So it's good to have someone on your side that you trust that you can throw this by, like, hey, I just heard that I shouldn't be drinking as much coffee. And then it'll be like, well, da 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 da. And this goes back to the previous one. Again, a good health coach is going to be up to date on all the studies. And they'll also encourage you to adhere to a healthy lifestyle. And if you do slip up, which we always do, a good health coach isn't going to shame you and be like, why did you eat bread when you went to the Middle Eastern restaurant? You know, why did you eat cereal? What's the goal of that? A health coach will be there for you. They'll be compassionate. They'll be empathetic, but they'll also be strong and they'll guide you. So they're like a little angel that sits on your shoulder telling you what to do. All right. The fourth reason why you should hire a health coach, the retort to this statement, hiring a wellness coach or a health coach is too expensive. Look, I understand your concern completely. Money doesn't come cheap. We don't have a tree in the back. My mom used to tell me that when I was a kid, like when I wanted the new G.I. Joe or He-Man figure, that he'd be like, Albert, or she would say, Albert, do you see a tree of my made out of money in the backyard? And of course, I'd be like, no, mom, but you need to plant one. You know, I was such a little wrong kid. I was such a bad kid. I mean, I wasn't like a bad kid, like, you know, problem child kind of kid, but you know, I was spoiled. I was like a combination, to use Willy Wonka analogies, I was a combo of Augustus Gloop, Mike TV, because I watched TV all the time, and of course the classic Veruca Salt. I didn't have I had a little Charlie in me, but I was definitely those guys. So going back to, it's too expensive. Yes. Hiring a coach, depends on where you go, can go anywhere from $50 an hour to $300 an hour. And most health coaches will do package plans where you're with them for like 3 months, because to affect change, you can't just really have one meeting. I've definitely go to my website and go under pricing to see the different combinations, the different packages I have. But I mean, you are paying extra. You are paying extra. But I would say that this is, look, illness is directly related to nutrition. That is no question. Most of the diseases that afflict us now, cancer, heart disease, the metabolic syndrome, like diabetes, most of them are connected to what we put in our body. We are the most overcaloried yet undernourished we've ever been in human history. And Hippocrates, the ancient Greek anatomist, he said, let medicine be thy food and food be thy medicine. So there is a direct link. So the cleaner you eat and move your body now, the less likelihood you'll be bedeviled by an illness in the future. So connected to this notion, my second response is that the cost of prevention is less than the cost of treatment. So for example, the biggest killer today is mostly the cardiovascular and the cancer. So look, chemo is expensive, guys. I mean, you're looking at a couple thousand a month to chemo, and you sometimes have to pay out of pocket. Your insurance won't cover it. Radiation's expensive. All the doctor visits expensive. If you get diabetes, now sure, insurance will cover some of these things, but the medications, the dialysis, the eye treatments, the feet treatments, all the you know, high blood pressure, cholesterol, it's the same thing. All the organ problems that are linked to all these things, they cost money. And prevention is cheaper than treatment. So if you can have a health coach in the beginning who will tell you to stay away from certain inflammatory foods, certain foods that will exacerbate your blood sugar or put you on the road to diabetes, or foods that are going to throw off your endocrine system, or foods that are toxins that greatly increase your chances of getting cancer, in the long run, you are saving money by hiring a health coach upfront. That's what I would say to that. And going to Ben Franklin, or one of our founding fathers, of course, he said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And come on, how can you go wrong? He's a founding father, for Pete's sake. All right. And the last retort here. I have a primary doctor / naturopath / chiropractor who is holistically oriented and keeps me on the straight path. I don't need a wellness coach. Well, first of all, kudos to you for eschewing the traditional allopathic medicine for integrative or holistic oriented medicine. I think that is fabulous. And I think in an ideal world, if you listen to the interview with both Dr. Knight and with Dr. Cohen, the ideal world is a combination, a complementary medicine that merges the best of naturopathy with conventional medicine. So you bring the cutting edge technology and the cutting edge surgery skills and diagnostic tools of conventional medicine mixed with the less toxic natural route to disease, which is very good for prevention and the curing of minor maladies. What I would also say too is the average doctor-patient interaction in the conventional setting is about 9 minutes. 9 minutes. In the integrative holistic naturopathic world, it's about 30 minutes. So you do have longer time with the naturopath. Because the holistic, the naturopaths, they try to find the cause of the malady instead of just treating the symptom like you do in allopathy. Also, they see you as a holistic whole. So just because you're having a symptom, let's say you have acne, instead of just targeting, oh, you have acne, here's a steroid, they're going to be like, why are you having acne? What other issues are affecting your body? And they're going to look at you from the entire holistic side, the entire body treatment. And that's one of the reasons they spend more time with you. So my main retort to this is that you do have a chiropractor, naturopath who's very, very holistic. Why do you need a wellness coach? Well, I mean, how accessible is your chiropractor / naturopath? At the best, you're probably seeing them once a week at the best. And most of the time you're not. You're seeing them maybe once a month at the best, or if even less frequently. And so they're busy people, right? So it's very hard many times to pick the brain of these people. And you know, they might have a website, or you might be able to leave a message with the secretary. Maybe he or she can get back to you. But when it comes to asking, like, what type of dark chocolate or nuts do you recommend? Which is more nutrient dense, or which fruit has less pesticides? Even though these people are definitely knowledgeable, and you know, for example, I love holistically oriented chiropractors. Anyone in holistic medicine, a lot of these guys are just busy and they won't have the ability to contact you. And that's exactly where a wellness health coach comes in, because we supplement that. We are complementing or supplementing, depending on how you want to look at it, your doctor. So you definitely will go to the holistic doctor for the kind of the greater vision, the groundwork, the framework, the blueprint of your path for prevention of disease. And then for day-to-day stuff, minor questions, you would go to a health coach who is similarly oriented. I think that's the best way. So think of it this way. Your naturopath, even a regular allopathic doctor, is your mentor. A good one. But the wellness coach or health coach is your guide, your day-to-day guide. He or she is the Virgil to your Dante, to go to Dante's Inferno. Use them after all. I mean, if you're paying for them, you might as well use the health coach. So if you ever hire me, for example, as a health coach, you can contact me at any time. So that's one of the reasons why you should have a health coach. Because again, we are half counselor, we're half priest. We are there ready to help you at any time, even if you have minor questions. And of course, we have a vested interest in helping you out. We have a vested interest. Because for me, for example, and I'm trying to cater more of my health coaching to overweight adolescents, particularly because that's what I know the best, given my history as an overweight child. And anyone listening new to this podcast, please go listen to the Confessions of the Obese Child podcast on iTunes. That's what stirs me the most, is like I saw the horror of being unhealthy and overweight. And by the grace of God and by my own hard work, I was able to lose my weight and keep it off for so long. And I want to do the same thing. I want to help other people who are in a similar situation, because I know that I'm in the minority. I know that most people who are overweight don't lose their weight. And even those who do lose their weight regain it many times. Statistically, they regain their weight. So I want to be there. I want to help you. I want to help you keep it off. I want to help you lose it. And I want to help you keep it off. It's similar to like people who go into psychology because they were physically or sexually abused and they don't want that horrible thing to happen to other people. And so they want to reach out and help people who are abused. It's the same thing. It's almost, I mean, I don't want to equate sexual abuse to being overweight, don't get me wrong, but it's similar in that there was a trauma that occurred to you and there are people there who want to help you to avoid that or to take it away from you. And you're never too old to lose weight. You are never too old. You just got to find the right people, find the right family doctor, preferably someone who's holistic and naturopathic, and then find the right wellness coach to help you out. And they will be your day-to-day guide. So that's all I have to say today. Please forward these podcasts to friends that you think might be helpful to them. And until next time, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.